Yo, everyone. Before we start today's episode, hosted from the legendary combination Pizza Hut and KFC. Why did you want to go here again?
Because I like both pizza and KFC chicken.
Yeah, well, we'll get into that later, yes. But we wanted to tell you, Creepy Old Crip shirts are back in stock.
Yes.
Shop.mega64.com. They were a big hit the first time. We were planning to do this once, but you asked for them to come back. You want one, shop.mega64.com. Pick it up and support the show that you hopefully love or hate. You can support it either way. We don't care. All right, we're going to get a famous bowl and dump it on a
slice of pepperoni pizza.
On a pizzone. On with the episode. Welcome, everyone, to an all-new Creepy Old Crypt. And
yeah.
And this might be our greatest location ever. Because it's rare, you know, when we do a Haunted Mansion episode.
Yeah.
You don't get to stand on the roof of the Haunted Mansion.
No.
You know, when you're doing a Pirates episode, you don't get to stand in the Pirates' village.
No.
Next to the pig pirate.
You find a place around or on the ground
it's
or something.
It's rare
like that.
You get a spot so prime, primo. But today we did, because this episode is called Bulldoze It.
Yes.
And it's stuff that if we were in charge, we would bulldoze at all of the major theme parks and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And what better place to host it than the thing that should be bulldozed
nationwide.
Quickest. Nationwide. That's it.
Buca de Beppo.
Buca di Beppo, an affront to Italians everywhere, an insult, if you will.
The one time I went, we just spent it's like $45 a plate, and it's one giant shitty meatball.
Well, it's family style, dude. You share the meatball with all your friends.
I wouldn't want to share that with any friends of mine.
Yeah, I would.
Enemies, maybe.
Yeah,
but
enemies. I would invite an enemy. That would be the Judas meal. I'd be like, oh, yeah, you wronged me and my father? Yeah, come to this meal. Anyway, it's terrible. And and it's perfect because this was number one on my list. So, spoiler.
out of the way. But,
this isn't like a formal top 10 list necessarily.
No.
But we each jotted down what we thought, all right, if we were in charge,
bulldoze
that, get rid of it,
yep.
Don't care about it, wouldn't miss it. There's things I think they should bulldoze. I'll just say for my own personal ranking, I can't speak for yours. I really tried to think of things that if they flattened it tomorrow, I wouldn't miss. Because there's certain things that I'm like, yeah, it's probably time to go.
It was tough because there's other stuff. It's like, yeah, bulldoze that. But I kind of, not what it used to be.
Yeah.
And all this kind of stuff. So I have a couple on there that I would bulldoze.
Yes.
If it wasn't what it is today.
Sure.
So,
yeah,
we'll see.
I there's so many things I would like to bulldoze that I did narrow it down to. I wouldn't miss it. I wouldn't have any feelings about it whatsoever.
Okay.
So I got very granular.
Yeah. My number one, I'll save it a lot. We didn't do it, but we didn't do a top 10,
yeah,
top
formal
5
list, but I'm sure
I have one that I tops the list. Definitely
kidding.
That I hate.
Really?
And it's not bulldozed, and I hope they bulldoze it someday.
Wow.
Very soon.
So there's anger behind it.
Yes, there's anger behind it. And I've been on it multiple times, and I always hate it.
Wow.
But now that I've been on it, they can bulldoze it. So I don't care. I've been on it. So.
Well, now I don't know what this will be. Now I'm curious. Okay. Well, let's just kick this off. And in fact, if you don't mind, I'm going to say one of mine.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm going to kick it off because all jokes aside, we are standing in my first choice.
Universal City Walk.
This is going to be a hot take. I'm going to start with a seething hot take.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready? Yeah, City Walk. I appreciate the idea.
Yes.
Like, oh, here's a place you can hang out outside of the park. Like, you can, you know, LA resident, you can just come here, have dinner.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice place to just go and chill before you go in the theme park. Great in concept. The parking here is theme park parking.
Yeah.
It's like $35-$40 to park. So you're not doing that just to get dinner.
Yes.
You're not.
No.
You can get it validated if you see a movie. Okay.
You can't get it validated if you go to Margaritaville or something like that.
As far as I know, you can't.
I'm not here. I never really eat here. I was even talking about this. I didn't even set foot on the second story till right now.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been
up here.
There's
not much up here.
There's really not.
Taco Bell back
there. You can tell there's entrances and exits to restaurants they do not use.
Yep.
because nobody cares about the second story here. None of the restaurants are ever full enough that they need to go up to the second story.
This is a dead zone.
Yeah.
And it's not even that I hate City Walk or anything. Yeah. I'm not here like, oh, I hate that. You know, whatever. That's like, you know, we had Margaritaville a minute ago.
Yeah, it was fine.
We were jamming out to Jimmy Buffett. You know, okay, whatever. Yeah. But it's just not a destination that you're going to go to regularly. Now, if you have an annual pass for Universal, you get free parking before 6 p.m. After 6 p.m., they go, wait.
Yeah.
What are you doing here? And they charge you.
And they do that because we're not far from a lot of big venues.
Yeah.
Like Hollywood Bowl is just down the street, stuff like that. So I can see why they do that. I still think it's bullshit. If I pay to say annual pass, I don't.
Agree.
I don't mind. Like,
so anyway, so in concept, nice place.
Yeah.
I just don't think
it's
executed. I think, and hear me out on this, it's not a hate bulldozing.
No.
It's, if the theme park had all this land, I think you'd make much better use of the land.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. I think they should definitely, building a theme park into this, and I get it, this is probably a big moneymaker for people exiting the park and stuff like that. So
I get
that. But I don't care about that much. I don't care about eating at a really kind of, I don't want to, like, what type of thing is, like, Buca and Margaritaville, that restaurant? Like,
they're kind of tourist restaurants.
Touristy restaurants.
And again,
I don't really care.
But here's the thing. I can understand, maybe you're from Japan.
Yeah.
You come here, and it's got all the major tourist restaurants.
It's very novelty, for sure.
Yeah.
And it's funny, because they are right now bulldozing big chunks of this.
Yes.
Right now, there's a bunch of bulldozers right there.
Literally, we can see it right
there. That was the iFly, like, indoor skydiving thing right there.
That was there. That's
and they got rid of that. But they're getting rid of a lot of stuff and putting in stuff that I think is an improvement.
Agreed.
Like a Raising Cane's Chicken and
you're right.
A pizza place and stuff.
But be fair,
I'm not here to eat and stuff. Yeah. I'm here to go to the park. So I think it'd be cool if they use some more of this for park stuff.
As a theme park fan, I would rather they use it to expand the theme park.
Yes.
More than this mall that's just kind of in a weird state. A lot of people have memories of it, people who grew up here in California in the 90s and things like that. It was fun seeing this. It's cool. It's still got a very 90s vibe here, and I enjoy that. But yeah, I'm like, yo, use it for the theme park. Build Hyrule here.
Yes.
Build whatever. I don't know what else. Dark Universe, dude.
Yeah.
Bulldoze this, and if we got that monster ride,
are
you kidding me?
Or Dos Steakhouse.
I would eat there all the time.
I would eat there over Buca, for sure.
Yeah, Buca, what's more terrifying? But anyway,
I 100% agree. That it seems like a lot of theme parks now have this mall kind of thing attached to it.
Yeah,
even
it makes sense.
Even Disney.
Yeah.
Downtown Disney, which I don't think is as bad as this, but it's still very mall. There's like a PacSun and a Jamba Juice.
There's
and
still
stuff.
A lot of it that sucks, but I Downtown Disney still has a couple things that maybe I would.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, maybe I'll stop here.
The best one though, a lot of people wouldn't understand this, or maybe they've never been. Knott's has the best one. Because it is straight up like the quaint, like it's like a chicken dinner restaurant.
It's like
a fudge shop.
Yeah.
And like down at the very end, it's just a bunch of trinkets. It's where you can get like Christmas miniatures for your display and stuff.
Yeah.
It feels so not mall that I love it.
It feels actually like it's in Knott's original purpose, which was California Pit Stop.
Mm-hmm.
It has all the trappings of the California Pit Stop. Like you said, candy store, bakery.
Yeah.
This nice old woman's chicken dinner restaurant. They really
and a bunch
did
of like
it.
Yeah, it's like it's like Bigfoot merch because for some reason they have Bigfoot merch in there.
You're right though. When I never thought about it till right now. That's probably where I spend the most money outside the park. I always get a big ass chicken dinner.
Yeah.
And I'll buy coffee at that because they make their own boysenberry.
Downtown
coffee.
Disney and City Walk. I just kind of walk through as I'm going to go to my car.
Yeah, and, you know, Downtown Disney they have their own
salt and straw and stuff.
They have salt and straw. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, Earl of Sandwich. Sometimes you want that turkey sandwich. Okay?
Yeah.
And Disney has their own stores, so sometimes it's like, they got a bunch of Haunted Mansion crap. Okay, great.
Yeah.
But that goes for here too. Mm. I mean, they have like the Nintendo store, but that's not super often that I'm doing that. So it is what it is. But I'll stand by. I thought I was going to be a little more offensive, but I guess
no. That
you
was
see my side of it.
I totally see your side of it, and I see also the business side of it. But I agree. I don't really. It's kind of tacky, and it's like almost tacked onto the theme park.
Just move the park entrance all the way down here and add on to the park.
Yep. So
Dark Universe, bring the E.T. ride back, you know, all that stuff. Anyway.
Okay, let's see if I bring up my...
So, here we go. Kevin, we're actually recording audio with Kevin's phone.
Yeah, so I have to use my watch.
He has to look at the list, so he's now using his wristwatch, Dick Tracy style, to look up the list. So what would be your... What's
mine,
it
and
you?
I think you agree with this, but and this is, I'm mainly talking about in Hollywood studios, but this has popped up in other parks that I've never really understood, but anything Toy Story or Pixar themed in terms of... The clouds and the big toys, like the
Toy Story
and stuff like that, like the wooden blocks and stuff being gigantic.
Like, oh, you're small and the toys are big.
The Toy Story aesthetic, I have never enjoyed.
Yes.
And they built an entire area of Hollywood Studios based on that.
Yep.
I think I've walked through it once. I do not understand, and I get it. That's for kids and stuff like that. So I understand that regard.
Yeah.
But in terms of personally, if I, in terms of if it was gone tomorrow, I wouldn't care. And in terms of like, oh, I never got to go in there. I never got to do that.
Yep.
Wouldn't matter. If they closed that today and they said, nobody else can go in, I'd be like, oh, okay.
Sure.
That'd be totally fine.
100% completely.
They built one in Paris too.
Yeah.
And again, I was just like, I don't really know what.
Sure.
What basically is the, like, it just doesn't look pleasing to the eye or anything like that.
Agree completely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Hollywood Studios one, I've looked at for like 1 second.
Yeah.
And it was very like, same aesthetic I see. And it just never, even as a kid, I didn't like that.
Oh, is that? Yes. Is that okay? Cool.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I agree completely. I'll say this, you know, it's like, oh, it's for kids or whatever.
Yeah.
Even as a kid, I wanted to, I've kind of talked about this before. I was most blown away by, you know, if we're talking like theme park, like Disneyland. Yeah. Frontierland, it felt like, ooh, it's kind of like real a little bit. Mm-hmm. There's grit to it. New Orleans Square, it felt like
a
real place you can explore all the nooks and crannies.
Yeah, yeah.
I liked the texture to stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to see the like goofy version of something, you know? And that's why I didn't really care for Toontown as a kid because that felt a little bit touristy to me. It didn't feel like this isn't real. I mean, not that I didn't enjoy it. I had a lot of fun.
It was
fun
still
there.
Good.
Yeah. But you know what I mean, though? I didn't enjoy that as much. So I feel like as a Toy Story would have achieved the same effect. I would have been like, oh, well, that's cool. They did all this, but it's not magic like the other stuff.
No,
you know what I mean?
And this is coming, like, I love the Toy Story movies.
Yeah.
Absolutely love the Toy Story movies.
We're not Pixar haters.
I'm not a Pixar hater at all. Yeah. I just feel like that aesthetic doesn't translate.
I agree.
To in person.
Yeah.
Like, I want to visit that place. But again, kids... Different, like that. That kids would love that and stuff that.
So if it's a hit, it's a hit. Yeah, but I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I think it's like in theme parks, it's always like hot and uncomfortable.
Yes,
it's
just there's not like, a lot of shade, and it's just a lot of like, it's just a lot of ugly stuff around.
The same giant Jesse statue everywhere. Like I feel like I see that in Hollywood Studios, California Adventure.
Yeah,
anywhere that has Toy Story stuff, it's that same Jesse statue.
Yeah.
Just doesn't impress me. I don't like it. I don't ever set foot in the Hollywood Studios one in Florida.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yep.
It is so weird to me that Pixar, as big as it is, and what an integral part of Disney that it has become, that the only thing that's been done right Pixar-wise in any theme park in the world is Cars.
Yeah.
Cars Land. Got this immersive, amazing land.
And they nailed it. And I think it's because it's grounded, because it's more like Americana.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not so cartoony that it's like off-putting. I know there's talking cars, but other than that, you're walking down that street and it feels like you're walking down Route 66.
Well, and don't forget the origin of it, the origin of Carland.
Yeah.
Or it was going to be Carland,
yes.
Not Carsland.
Yeah.
It was going to be a whole land dedicated to car culture, Route 66, all that, before even the Pixar movie came into play.
Yeah.
And then once that was a hit, they were like, why don't we just theme it to that? And maybe that has something to do with it, because maybe they already had the, it's going to have a canyon, and it's going to have, maybe it already had all that world building.
Yeah.
And then they just threw the characters in it. Maybe that's why it's so good.
You know? I think so too.
Could have something to do with it. But,
yeah. But I'm trying to, like, I think I only see Pixar stuff or Toy Story stuff in Paris and in the terms of in the theme parks in terms of a land in Paris and Hollywood Studios.
Yeah. So that is on my list as well.
It is going
on my list.
Good.
So we met in the middle on that. Agree completely. I can go to one of next one of mine if you want.
Yeah.
This is, I put, well, I'll segue off of that.
Yeah.
I put Pixar lands everywhere.
Yep.
For what I just said, the Pixar is not well represented in any park. And I'm going to take yours and add to it.
Okay.
Pixar Pier, California Adventure. The pier concept is dead.
Yes.
It was already kind of not that interesting in the first place. Then they slapped Pixar all over it.
I was actually adding that to my list at some point, and I forgot to.
Bye. Yeah.
It's nobody wants to play like games like that. Like, oh, knock the balls off. Yeah. Knott's has that too, and I'm like, I don't want to I don't want to do rigged carnival games.
I've got I like the body of water in California Adventure, the lagoon.
Yep.
And they do the shows and stuff. You know, of course I dig all that.
Yeah.
If there was a way to preserve that and just bulldoze around the pier and make it something aquatic and cool.
Yeah.
Put Avatar over there. I don't care. I don't care at this point. Any California Adventure to me is kind of a lost cause in terms of theming. Mm-hmm. It's like, who cares what the theme is?
It's at now this point, everything.
It's 10 pounds of Disney in a 5-pound bag.
Who cares? It used to be like, no, keep the IP out and just have California themed, and that's long gone.
Yeah, that's out the window. And that ties into another one that I have, but I'll get to it later.
Yeah,
but anyway,
I have one as well in
Pixar
DCA.
Pixar Pier for me is like cheap and not, again, when I'm going to stuff like that, I'm looking for something to stoke the imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'll tell you right now, as a kid, the kids come first. So if they're loving it, leave it alone.
Yeah,
it's fine with me.
Yes. 100%.
But I don't think kids care about this one way or another either. I don't think there's any. Dude, this kid loves Pixar Pier. I just don't think that is a thing.
I don't think so either.
I also know a lot of. Sorry, I'm going to call. Some young parents are going to come for me on this. But I know a lot of people that were bummed that they got rid of Bugs Land in California Adventure because it was all really small child rides.
Yeah. And it's like spinny rides and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and a lot of people were like, that's a shame to lose that for, you know, Marvel, which is an older person's property, you know? And I get that in practice, but I get that in theory, but in practice, none of my friends who have young kids, none of them loved Bugs. None of them were like, Dad, can we go back to Bugs Land?
No.
I saw my friends' kids all, oh my gosh, can we do Pirates of the Caribbean? Go, even the carousel in Disneyland, you know, like Dumbo or whatever. They would want to do that. But, you had Flix Flyers in Bugs Land, but I don't think it achieved the fantasy like the other stuff does.
No.
I don't think anyone in reality, no kid missed that.
No.
I don't care. I just don't care. So I was going to say Bugs Land, but they already took care of that.
And they already took care of that, and that's anywhere now. Because the show, even the show, kids cried every show.
You know, Tough to Be a Bug?
Yeah.
Yeah, the 3D show.
The 3D show, because it was, like, scary.
That was terrifying.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know.
I loved it, because every ride, I think, should have a scary element to it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I get it. Like, there was always crying kids in that. So they probably never wanted to go on that again.
Dude, even as a grown-ass adult, I was always like, when do the spiders come down? When do the spiders come down?
That's the best part.
Is it going to poke me in the ass now? Hold on. I'm going to sit on the edge of the bench. Is it going to poke me in the ass? So, I had to do that. Anyway, that was, I would say, pretty much anything Pixar except for Cars Land.
Cars Land, they nailed it with Cars Land.
Yes.
I love Cars Land. The ride's great, all that kind of stuff. So,
Again, it does beg the question, how much more can they do with Cars Land? Can they ever expand it? Can they ever do anything else? You know, again, the one property lands. Maybe that's a limited concept.
Yeah,
know what I mean,
I could definitely see that,
especially in the case of cars. You know, they have. I'm going to make a case for, you know, Galaxy's Edge, Star Wars. Okay, it's still a one property thing, but Star Wars is big enough. You could have a ride, a flying ride.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
could have a Star Cruiser thing. You could have a dark ride. You could do a million things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think cars, you can do a million things.
No.
They kind of perfected it with the one ride.
Yeah.
So again, I'm kind of going like, what else can be done here? You know, anyway.
Yeah.
But the land is so immersive and cool.
It's so nice.
I still think it's worth the trip.
Yes, you know? I fully agree. Just walking down, and the lighting of the street is always cool.
Yeah.
Like whatever time they do that.
They do a little Shabbat.
They do a little Shabbat.
And for those who are new listeners.
Yeah, it's been a while. We probably said this before, but it's probably been years.
Yeah, you may have heard the story, you may haven't, but when we went to the opening of Cars Land.
Yeah, it was a preview.
It was, yeah, we went to the preview weekend. You, me, and Brian went, and they had the ceremonial lighting of all the neon.
Yeah.
And it's all real neon, which I love.
Yeah, they nailed it, and they got all real neon, and they just do the scene from the movie, basically.
And then all the waitresses from the restaurant, from Flo's Cafe.
Yeah, come out.
They're all dressed like 50s waitresses.
Yeah.
And then some dad, when all the music started, the dad stared at them and went, well, do a little Shabbat. Well, look, aren't you going to?
We were walking by as they're saying this, and now I still think about, just do a little Shabbat.
Do a little Shabbat. Well, and they're all looking at him.
That's rude. It's like they're just standing there like.
They're all staring at him like, what?
Yeah, like, what do you want?
We weren't trained to dance.
Yeah, we're not.
What is do a little Shabbat? Shabbat. Okay.
Okay.
Like, cool. I don't get paid enough for this shit.
No.
Are you kidding me? I hate that. Well, dance, monkey, dance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got to get a good video. I got to get a good photo.
Anyway. Yeah. Pixar stuff. Okay, so you should say your next
one. Mine's also in DCA.
Okay, another California Adventure one.
And I, again, it's something I used to love, and then it changed, and now I can bulldoze.
Interesting.
But I think Disney PhilharMagic is a show that does not need to be there. Muppets was way better.
Yeah.
And now
Muppet Vision 3D was there.
Yes, Muppet Vision 3D was in the same theater in Disney's California Adventure, and they removed that and they put in Disney's PhilharMagic. It was like one of those preview centers for a while.
Yeah.
Where they show it like a 15-minute piece of a new Disney movie coming out.
Yeah.
And then they went, okay, we're gonna put the show that we have in Florida over here. And I went on it one time and I'm like, this is just, it's just a movie. And there's nothing that crazy. Like, I was not a big fan of it.
It was an attraction that was already too old to be good.
Yes.
Like, it had long gone past its expiration date.
And they're
in
like,
Florida.
We're just going to replace a beloved thing with an old ass, an even older show. Like,
I don't get it. Actually, I think it is newer.
It is newer than Muppets, for sure.
By a few years, and it's not ever been updated.
No, it's got
Muppets
like,
was timeless.
It's got like CG in it. And stuff like, well, bad Muppets CG. Does too. But that was
but it's funny
made
CG.
To be bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, I that it's still Disney PhilharMagic.
Yeah.
I don't set foot in there.
Yeah.
They could close that tomorrow and I'd be like, oh, bummer. Yeah. Whatever. I do not care.
Yeah. PhilharMagic is looks like some VeggieTales shit.
Yes.
It's really embarrassing.
It's just Donald getting into trouble.
Yeah.
And it's like
I would rather them use that theater for literally anything.
Yeah, else. There used to be a ton of animatronics in the Muppet Show.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's really sad.
Yeah.
That's not even on my list, and it should have been. But, another segue.
Yeah.
Might as well stay in the same area.
Okay.
This was like almost, pretty much the top of my bulldoze it list.
Okay.
But they are supposedly taking care of it.
Mm-hmm.
That whole Hollywood backlot area of California Adventure is like a concrete mess. It's just concrete and places to buy snacks.
Mm-hmm. There's the life is sucked out of that place.
Yeah, is there a stage over there?
There used to be tons of stuff.
Used to be that you could go, but even in its heyday, what was over there? Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Play it. Which I've done.
Wow.
I've done
you
that
played
and,
it.
And I've played it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that hasn't been there in a million years.
No, it hasn't.
I will say though, one of the highlights of the pandemic, one of many highlights of the pandemic. No, but during the pandemic, when they opened For a minute, they opened Downtown Disney for shopping.
Yeah.
This was like the peak of the pandemic, but you could like do 6 feet, you know,
oh, but you could still shopping. Purchase.
Yeah. That, and then they opened part of California Adventure that you could just go shopping in there too.
Yeah.
You never did that, huh?
No.
That was a spooky time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I remember being kind of like, I don't know, should I be here? But then I was like, now in retrospect, I'm glad I did because it was haunting.
It was weird. Like,
oh,
yeah,
I'll never see it that way again.
Yeah.
But anyway, went there and they opened up that stage. One of the unused stages that used to be Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yes.
That was open. It was just full of merch. You could buy, like,
because it's just a gutted room. It's just like an empty room that they can put whatever racks and stuff in for merch.
And that's exactly what they did.
Yeah.
And the highlight of it was going in there, and someone had found all the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire old signs and stuff.
Oh,
and hung
them
all up.
I would have loved to have seen that.
They hung them all up.
Oh, that's so cool.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, play it. And it was like, here's the thing, like, press here to start or whatever. Like, they put out all the props. And that was there. And I was like, okay, it was worth coming down just to see that.
Yeah, that is 100% worth it.
Yeah. So that was cool.
That's all going to get bulldozed.
Other than all the people dying, that's what I remember the most from the pandemic.
But that's all getting bulldozed for Pandora, but I'm fine with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm totally
fine. Yeah, yeah. So the rumor, I mean, did they confirm it'd be in that area? Maybe they did.
I thought they did. I thought that's why Monsters Incorporated is going.
Yeah.
And that.
Oh, duh. Yeah,
like,
they announced.
And that's right next to it. So I think that whole area is getting tossed.
Oh, yeah. So we should say there's still one attraction in that corner. And it's Monsters, Inc. Is there another subtitle?
Sully to the Rescue?
Sully to the Rescue?
I think so.
And it's bad.
It's bad?
It's a terrible ride.
I used to go on it just because it's like, whatever, I'll go on it. But now they have like Fast Pass or whatever.
Yeah, Lightning Lane.
Lightning Lane. And the regular line is like 30 minutes and above all the time.
Oh, I would say higher.
Higher.
I feel like I see it at 40 all the time.
And I never go on it because
it's not worth it. No.
But now it's going away, so maybe I should check it out one time before it goes away. But it's not a good ride.
A couple weeks ago, we had a very, you know, we talked about this on the Mega 64 podcast. I will bring up for a second, you know, not to go into the whole thing or whatever, but a family member of mine beat cancer.
Yeah.
We're all super proud of her. We're super stoked. And then a generous benefactor got them into Club 33. Mm-hmm. And then the surprise was we got a plaid guide.
Like a tour to take you around. Yeah.
And that was one of the things. And it wasn't me. I thought I was. I was like, well, I like to go in the obscure stuff. But it was her and our younger cousins.
Yeah.
They were like, we heard Monsters, Inc. is going away. Get us onto that.
Yeah.
And glad they did because, again,
they walk you on, I'm
that
sure.
ride is hell.
Yeah.
Walked us right on. They literally went out of the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Out of the way, peons. Move. You're in the cab. Get out. No, they didn't do any of that. They walked us in the thing.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And that was extremely dope.
That makes it so much more worth it.
We all got to say goodbye. And my brother had never been on the ride.
Oh, good. So we got to see it before it went away
forever. Yeah, so he went on it and he got off and he was like, yeah, they can bulldoze that. but it was, I will say, it's rare I can make him genuinely laugh.
Yeah.
My brother Dominic. I did get a good laugh out of him when I pointed out, these are all reskinned animatronics from a celebrity ride. And they would come out and I would go, that's Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
That's Drew Carey. I think this one was Mariah Carey, the way she bent the knees. You know, she's kind of like singing like that. I think that's what it is. And he was cracking up. He was like, oh my God.
They just did it on such a budget. They're like, let's reuse all these. Just reskin them.
That ride sucks.
Yep.
And
it's been there for so long. Yeah. It's been there for like 20 something years.
But the good news is they are doing it. They're bulldozing it. So we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
So anyway.
So, cool.
That's way up on my list.
Yeah.
But it is resolved. Thank you.
It's been taken care of.
Okay, so what's next for
Let's
you?
Let's see. This one is like, this one was a tough one for me because I think they should bulldoze it today.
Okay.
But I have so much memories of it that I'd miss the memories of it, but I wouldn't miss the building.
Sure.
But they have never used the Carousel of Progress building at Disneyland since Carousel of Progress and America Sings for anything worthwhile. It's always been like Interventions or the Star Wars launch bay or nothing.
Yeah.
And now it's just a lounge. That building,
Disney Vacation Club.
Yeah, Disney Vacation Club.
It's not even public.
No.
Yeah.
That is so much land that they could use for so many other cool things,
yeah.
especially in a dead area of the, like, yeah. like Tomorrowland's kind of dead and not dead, but there's a lot of empty stuff in
it's got
Tomorrowland.
It's got the highest percentage of just like weird dead areas.
Yeah, it's like, why is this giant room dead? Yeah. Why is this track above us dead? Why is this dead? That I think that building for sure, they could bulldoze it and build something so cool there.
Yeah.
And I think they will at some point.
Yeah.
We've been every D23, we've been going like, this is new Tomorrowland.
Yep.
New Tomorrowland.
Here it comes.
Never.
Yeah.
So, but that is, they have to do a new Tomorrowland at some point. It's been so long. It's been 20, like, I think it was 1999 is when the last time it's been redone.
Yeah.
So.
98. Yeah.
So that is a bulldoze it that I think should be bulldozed, but because it's just an empty building now, but I miss everything, all the memories of that.
I don't know, because this might be our divergent point
for
us. We've agreed on everything so far. That building is so historical.
Yes, but I'm like,
but
they're not doing anything with it.
That's why I'm torn though, because it is a waste of land.
Yeah.
You're right. And I will say what killed it was, like, Interventions wasn't good.
Mm.
You could still go in there. The building was rotating still.
It still moved, and they took that all away when they built Star Wars Launch Bay. So they're just,
they sealed it off.
Now it's like, it doesn't even move anymore.
It can't rotate.
Like, I remember we went in there during, it wasn't even Interventions at that point, but we saw it was still moving, and there was still old animatronics that they just had behind curtains that you could just look.
Tom Morrow
behind the curtain. I just feel like they don't know what to put in there.
Yeah.
So there's like, unless they put something really, really cool in there, I don't see them doing anything cool with
it. Yeah.
So.
I agree, but it's weird because there's just part of me that my heart would break if they got rid of the carousel progress building.
Yeah.
Even though it won't be anything that good.
Yeah, it won't even move. It's all.
There's part of me that holds hope that one day they'll go, we're going to put a carousel show back in here.
Yeah.
It will never happen.
It'll never. That's like the People Mover coming back.
Yeah.
It's like, it's
so
never going to happen.
That was mine.
Yeah.
I think we're on two sides of the
People
same
Mover
coin.
Track?
I think they got to get rid of that People
it's
Mover
just,
track.
It's just sitting
because
there.
Every year people go, they're going to bring it back. Yep. I heard they're going to bring it back. And it's like, it gives hope where there is none.
I know. And it's just, it makes, it's like, oh, that was so cool. And it's been sitting vacant since like 98.
For some reason, oh my God, this is a terrible cover of Tiny Dancer.
it's better than Elton John, I think.
Yeah, sorry, Elton. For some reason, I could tolerate them tearing down the track because it's just a track.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the Carousel of Progress building, I don't know, there's something more powerful about that.
See, I'm the opposite because I feel like the track is cooler. And I would rather have them reuse that in some way.
Yeah.
Again, just like before, they'll never do it.
Yeah, but I don't think they can,
But I don't think they're ever gonna put anything in that building either.
Yeah.
I think that building is, it's just gonna be like meet and greets or something. They haven't used it for anything worthwhile in so long.
Yeah, yeah.
That it's even now, it's like not even Star Wars Launch Bay isn't even a thing anymore. They moved out and they don't even use the bottom half of it.
No, not at all.
It's the stairs up to the lounge, and that's it. So
Star Wars Launch Bay was hilarious because they kept trying to make it like a destination. Like, dude, you're a fan of Star Wars? Get ready
go
for
to
Star Wars
Launch Bay.
And it was a store.
Yep.
They had some models.
Behind glass and stuff you could see. That was kind of cool. And then didn't they split it? And now it was like half Marvel meet and greets and then half...
upstairs were Marvel.
Yep. And then
that
downstairs
only lasted a little bit.
No. Yeah, that was very short-lived.
But the bottom floor, it was all Star Wars Launch Bay. It was just basically a store with a couple props to look at.
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, they opened it before Galaxy's Edge. And then it started to come together like, oh, this will be cool. This is like a preview center for Galaxy's Edge. I love a theme park preview center.
Yeah.
Where you could go and see the model and all that. And I remember going to D23.
Mm-hmm.
In like 2015, maybe 2017,
yeah,
I don't know which one. And they had the full size model of Galaxy's Edge. It was huge.
You ready to go? Yeah.
Damn.
That's so cool.
But they didn't even do that right.
Oh, really?
They broke the model into like half. And it was like, well, here's one side of it. Here's the Millennium Falcon ride and the restaurant. Oh, where's the rest of Galaxy's Edge? Oh, the rest of the model is in Florida. And I'm like, okay.
Show it all right here.
Yeah, I wish it was just impressive in one spot.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't even a good preview center for that. It was like, and that was in a corner.
Yep.
It was like, yeah, who cares? Anyway, buy Star Wars merch.
Yeah.
But I will compliment two things about Star Wars Launch Bay. I'm going to give two compliments.
Okay.
One, there was a random day in 2015, maybe? Mm-hmm. They sold a shitload of Lucasfilm merch. Like, all Lucasfilm branded.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. And I have heard behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I don't know if the story is not public. I heard behind the scenes people at Lucasfilm were pissed.
Really?
That Disney did not ask.
They just went behind their backs and put all this merch.
And it's a big thing because Lucasfilm has their own private gift shop on the ranch.
Yeah.
At Skywalker Ranch.
Yeah.
And they that's like, oh, that's the only place you can get Lucasfilm stuff.
Yeah.
So the fact that Disney just brought a bunch of it to Disneyland, they were pissed, and it did not last long.
Oh, I bet not.
But man, I got the mug, I got magnets, I got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And it was not there very long. So shout out that they did that one day. I thought that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get some Lucasfilm stuff. That was cool. And then the second thing is, they had shirts that said Star Wars Launch Bay. And I just think that's really, I love anytime they make souvenirs for the store you're buying them in.
Yeah.
Like, what? I had such a good time in Star Wars Launch Bay. I need a shirt. What's on the shirt? The place I bought the shirt.
Star Wars Launch Bay.
Like, I mean, and I'm not joking. That makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Buying a Costco sweater at Costco.
Yeah.
Like,
what? That's why,
like, that's funny to me.
I like getting Smash Pennies. And there was one at TGI Fridays at one of the parks, and I was like, I have to get this.
Wow.
It was a smashed penny that said TGI Fridays on it.
Like, you need to remember that meal.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, it's a TGI Fridays.
I love stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that makes me laugh. It happened again just recently when we were in Seattle. We went to the falls.
Yeah.
What were the name of the falls?
I wasn't there, but I remember the name. Like,
you know, the big waterfall
from
the
opening
of Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
Does anybody out there remember?
I don't remember.
But anyway, yeah, it was.
But they had
yeah.
That reminds me, this is a tangent, but we drove up to Vegas once, and Sean came with me. And we stopped at that Barstow station, and one of the magnets was just Barstow, but it was just an intersection. It was just, it wasn't even any landmark. It was just straight up one intersection in Barstow.
Oh, that's so funny.
And we were cracking up that it was just a photo of an intersection that said Barstow on it.
Oh, that's so funny. That's really funny. Well, what was I going to say? That waterfall
Twin Peaks waterfall. Yeah.
The gift shop was called like something gift shop, something museum gift
shop. Yeah.
And then they had shirts and long sleeves that said whatever museum gift shop.
Yeah.
I was like, you have a shirt for the shop that you're buying the shirt in? I don't know. That made me laugh.
Well, it's like Knott's, who had an entire line of merch based on the Monopoly game.
Oh, hey.
The Knott's Monopoly game.
We're going to clue you guys in on the weirdest merchandise we've ever seen.
Yeah. And it's still there. You can still buy it right now.
Because no one in history has bought
has purchased this shirt or anything.
Knott's Berry Farm did their own version of Monopoly.
Knott's-opoly.
Because you can do a localized version of Monopoly. A lot of places have done this.
Yeah.
Like, Los Angeles Monopoly.
Yeah.
Wisconsin
and it's
Monopoly.
Customized. The board's customized to the thing. Locations of wherever you're buying it from.
Exactly. They did that for Knott's Berry Farm. It was called Knott's-opoly.
Yeah.
And they made the board game,
mm-hmm.
but then they made a ton of merch for it. There's a pin, and it's got the Monopoly board on it.
Yeah.
Knott's-opoly. And then they made Knott's-opoly shirts.
With it's just the whole board on the shirt.
Yeah.
It said Knott's-opoly in the middle. And I think they made beanies that had Knott's-opoly like embroidered onto the...
It's like they did a whole merch line for the board game you could buy in this one gift shop.
Yeah.
To this day, legend has it, no one has ever bought that shirt.
I've never seen a purchase.
So next time you go to Knott's, go to Virginia. Is that Virginia's gift
it's,
shop?
It's
the one
right
outside the gates.
Yeah, it's one outside the gates. It's next to the chicken dinner restaurant. Not the fudge and coffee place, but the opposite side.
Yeah. Go there and find, it's at the one end of the store. near the chicken dinner restaurant, yep. I believe.
Yes.
And it's a Knott's-opoly shirt.
And they have the board game, too.
Yeah.
If you want that, I understand. If you buy the board game, whatever. You're a Knott's fan, you like Monopoly, get it. But the merch,
why
I
was there
do
a whole
not
merch
understand.
Line for it.
Yeah.
You know what was the most heartbreaking thing is they did it randomly a few years ago, a merch line just for, there's a rooster that walks around the property. I think they called him Bruce or something. I forget his name.
Yeah.
Or Fred or something. I don't know. And this giant rooster has walked around forever.
Yeah.
It's like almost like a well-known whatever. And they printed all this merch. And I heard that as soon as they did that, that guy was hit by a car.
Oh.
It was like, oh, here's all the merch.
Bad
he's
luck.
Dead. He's dead. So anyway, you're not going to see merch. I don't see roosters walking around there anymore.
No, I really don't. There were chickens sleeping in trees usually when we were leaving.
Yeah, near Independence Hall.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so...
So you did Tomorrowland track, and I did Tomorrowland's...
Yes.
I don't even know what that theater's called. Does it have a name now? I just call it Carousel Progress Theater.
The Carousel Building.
Yeah, Carousel Building or something like
Either
that.
Either way, we're in firm agreement.
Yes.
Big parts of Tomorrowland need to be bulldozed.
Yeah.
So that's where we'll meet in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what you got?
The next one is kind of like, I have two that... The one is like, now I don't even need to set foot in this park.
Uh-huh.
So now it's like an entire park, I think, that they could get rid of and
uh-oh.
I wouldn't mind.
I think I might know. Okay.
And it's in Florida.
Uh-oh.
And it is Hollywood Studios. I don't think, but again, this is coming from somebody who lives near another Disney park that
yes.
has all that stuff.
Yes.
So I get it, but like, now that Muppets is gone,
yeah.
and really the only thing left that I enjoy going to that park for is
yeah.
Tower of Terror, because it's the original Tower of Terror.
Yeah, OG Tower of Terror
OG
is
Tower,
legit.
And ours that they built in DCA
yeah.
was never as good.
Yeah.
It was not... It was a lesser version built to fit the land it was on and all
even,
this kind of
even
stuff.
Even Imagineers, you know, as much as... It was a bummer when they changed it to Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
I think most people I know were yes. like, oh, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I like Twilight Zone. Mm. Even Imagineers, even Tony Baxter was yeah. like, bro, it was an inferior version.
Yes.
Don't... Go to the one in Florida.
The one
don't
in Florida one. Is the best one.
Yeah.
And that's why they haven't updated it, changed anything with that.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing that was a sticking point, because I think the rest of the park,
yeah.
I don't need to ever see again.
Yeah,
I don't care about even like Galaxy's Edge. I'm biased because I have that.
Yes.
So
yeah,
that I understand if you live on the East Coast and you
yes.
don't, it's easier to get to that park. Then by all means, like that's
yes.
awesome because really, that Galaxy's Edge is a great land.
Yeah, I will agree. I am a certified Batuu nut.
Yes.
I love Galaxy's Edge. But we have it here.
Yep.
I don't do Tower of Terror. I'm not a hater on Mickey's Runaway Railway.
No,
but
we have it here.
And I think it's the better version.
They built it later.
Yep.
And I think they adjusted things to make it better.
Yeah. And also, I'm still bitter they got rid of Great Movie Ride.
That, yep.
That, to me, ripped the heart out of that whole
100%
park.
Yep.
Muppets is gone.
Yep.
So that's a mark. And... But the most I'll say is, I have a little soft spot.
Oh, I think
for,
I know what you're talking about.
I do love me the Indiana Jones stunt
me
show.
Me too, and that is an original.
Yes, that's
that
an original.
That is opening day.
And I would say probably more. I'm defending. I think it's a little cooler as a kid. If you've
yeah.
never seen them film a movie, mm-hmm. it's like, oh, this is how it works.
Yeah, and it's spectacular. It's really good.
Yeah,
like, still.
Yeah, I still like it.
But I get it. Like it's. It's in a way that, like, it's cool to see how they make movies and
yeah.
stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But in terms of, like, a stunt show, like, we're near Waterworld. And
yeah.
Waterworld is
that's
by far
show.
Best stunt show that's ever been made. I don't think I've ever been to a stunt show as good as Waterworld.
My hot take is that's the best theme park show, period.
Yeah, I would
Sorry,
say that, too.
You know.
And they don't talk about, like, here's how we make movies. It
yeah.
is, you're straight up watching, it's technically a sequel to Waterworld.
Yeah.
A small little 15-minute sequel to Waterworld.
Which is all you need. You don't
yeah.
need more Waterworld.
No. But yeah. it is better than the movie.
Yes.
It is so
shorter
awesome
yeah.
that, like, yeah, I have a soft spot for that. But that is a different type of stunt show.
Yes.
Where it's like, oh, you're learning how, and they're talking about it and everything like that.
Yeah.
Waterworld is legit, like, amazing
yes.
and super fun to watch, super thrilling, and
yes.
it's just really cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, why were we talking about that? Oh, yeah,
basically,
Hollywood Studios.
Hollywood Studios.
So, yeah, respect to Indiana Jones, but I also could see it had its day.
Yeah.
So I'm in agreement. And Kevin, this was my top one.
Really? Okay.
This was my top one. Hollywood Studios Park.
You're going to change your top one when I say my top one.
Okay. Raise It and Start Over. Yes. That is my opinion on it. Indiana Jones, I love you. You had 30, 40 great years.
Yeah. Just
shout out. Indy goes off into the sunset. Bulldoze. Keep Batu here. Mickey here.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah.
So anyway.
They're just taking more and more out of that park to the point where it's like, where it's like, if I take a trip to Florida, maybe I don't need to go to
I'll
that park.
I'll skip that park.
I'll skip that park. And that there was one time years ago, remember, we went up and it was like an hour before closing.
Yeah.
And we just like, hey, can we get our tickets now? We really just want to go inside and go on Tower of Terror. And they went, you have like an hour left. You're going to add a day to your thing.
Yeah,
and they're like,
pay for that?
We're like, yeah, might as well. It's just adding a day. It's not, when you add multiple days, it makes it cheaper anyway.
Yeah,
so it wasn't a ton more, but they're like, hold on 1 second. And they come back. It's like, you don't need to add today. We'll let you into the park.
Yeah.
And here's a fast pass for
the
thing. And I think that was the only time we went to Hollywood Studios
in that trip.
Because we were there for one hour
and we were good.
We were only there for a short time, I think 3 days or something.
Yeah.
So we basically just, we saw it. We went on Tower of Terror and we left.
Yeah.
That was it. And then we went on the other better parks, basically.
Yeah. You never got to do Movie Ride, huh?
Never.
That makes me so sad.
I didn't get to do Movie Ride, and I didn't get to Ellen's Energy Adventure.
Never did that either?
No.
Oh, man.
Nope. I never got to do that. My first time I ever went was like a few months after all that.
Yeah,
it was in 2018.
And they didn't really give any notice.
Yeah, they didn't.
You had like a few weeks.
Yep, and it was like, I'm going too late.
Movie Ride, I think Energy, you would have been like, cool, glad I got to do that. Don't need to go on it again.
Yeah.
Movie Ride, I think maybe it's better you didn't go on. I think you would have loved it. I think you would have been like, you're joking.
Legit, I haven't even watched a ride through of it.
You're holding out in case they rebuild it.
I just never got around to it because I never did it before, and then I just forget. And then I just go and just do a ride through of it.
At the time when that was made, the best animatronic ever to that point.
Yeah.
And held that title for many years until like Lincoln got added to the when they redid Lincoln.
Yeah,
for,
and they put a brand new one.
They redid them in Disneyland at Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln in like 2009.
Yeah.
But until that point, the best animatronic was the Wicked Witch.
Oh, I heard about that.
She shows up, there's red smoke, and she rises, you know, I'll get you my pretty. Like her poses, it's like, damn, that looks good. I swear, and people say it's not true, I swear that's Kylo Ren now.
Yeah,
in one of the later Rise of the Resistance, but all these people online, no, that actually isn't possible because no. I'm like, I think they did it. There were animatronic Munchkins, dude. You would have loved it.
I'll do a ride through. That's basically the same thing. A YouTube video that somebody filmed. I'll just do that.
Yeah,
and be bummed out that I missed it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, so yeah, I'm in agreement.
Yeah,
I might have a different.
That was your top one. Okay,
that was, but I'll change it.
Okay, how many do you have left on your list?
I got like one or two, maybe. I've got one that I wrote down.
Yeah, I have one. I'd say one more.
Let's both do our. Is it your top one?
One of them that I don't want to mention because I get it and stuff. It's still a ride. But I wish they would just bulldoze it and build a new thing. I'll say it because I don't want to.
Okay.
People might be pissed off, but I don't really like this ride that much. But I always have to go on it because it's a remnant.
Okay.
Journey in Our Imagination. I think that ride is a minuscule shell of what it used to be.
Oh, it's
that
sad.
Whole building, that whole pavilion is nothing anymore. You can't go upstairs. You can't do anything. And that ride is shortened, and now it's a bunch of activities in the bottom. And then you go through, and it's just like, here are your sounds, here's smells, here's that. And it's like, this used to be the best ride.
Yeah.
And this is what's left of it. And I know that's beloved and everything like that, and I get it. And I just don't, I wish they would just start again and do something new. A dark ride, please build another dark ride. I want that there, and I like that it's still a dark ride.
Yeah.
But I just, every time I ride it, I go, this is such a bummer.
Yeah, that, I agree.
Like, that this used to be so cool.
Yes.
And it's never been, and it probably never will be anything that cool again.
So I agree with your sentiments, but I'm going to say don't bulldoze it. All I think they need, it's like, guys, you sell so much Figment stuff.
Yes.
That what Disney cares about, what Disney care, what they care about is all their rides are IP. You know, you got to have this and tie it in with the merchandise and the this and the this. It's a synergy thing. Figment has transcended. Figment is IP now.
Yes.
They sell more Figment merch than like
everywhere.
Anything else.
So they can't get rid of that.
Yeah. Just stop being cheap, pony up the money, make a bunch of animatronics, and make a real-ass Figment ride.
Yeah.
You don't need, oh, well, they could Inside Out. You know, honestly, now that Inside Out 2 made $1 trillion, I could see them tying that into the ride. Like, oh, now there's Inside Out. I'm saying you don't even need to do that.
No.
A Figment ride, a bunch of animatronic figures doing wacky shit, and you're done. It won't match the original old ride, but it's a start. It's better than, sorry, no offense to Monty Python, but Eric Idle getting mad at Figment. Like, bulldoze, don't bulldoze.
Yeah, don't bulldoze. Just
knock it down, rebuild in that
another
spot.
Figment thing. I don't mind Figment being a dark ride with Figment.
Yeah.
Go for it. Go
do
nuts.
It. Just do it. And it's been using his imagination. In this room, he's thinking of this. In this room, he's thinking of that. Done.
Yeah. But this it shortening of cutting out half the ride and the later half just being this small, like, just like, oh, I'm listening to music. I'm doing this.
How much goodwill would that fucking company bank if they went, surprise, D23, surprise. The new Journey into Imagination with Figment. We're bringing back Imagineers, Tom K. Morris, Tony Baxter, all these original guys. Dream Finder is back in the ride and introduces it.
Yep.
And they bring back all the original team to build that. Disney could execute people in public and people would forgive them. People would go, oh, that's messed up. Well, yeah, but they are bringing back Figment.
People
would
cry in the theater like if they announced that.
Disney, bite the bullet. Pay the money and do that, and they'll love you forever. Then you'll be able to, if they doubled ticket prices to Epcot,
no, it doesn't
people
matter.
Would go, ah, Figment, right. Yeah, but it's cool that they redid Imagination. Guys, it's on the table.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not bringing back, oh, World of Motion or bringing back some obscure old ride. This is something people desire from within.
Yes, 100%.
Guys, it's the most easy goodwill you'll ever have. So anyway, so I'm not saying bulldoze. I'm saying infiltrate, destroy, rebuild. CKY. Go listen to that album. There it is, right there. Anyway, okay. I'm gonna do my. I have one last one.
Yeah.
And then I've got.
I have one last one.
I have one last normal one, I should say, and then I have a finale.
Okay.
So maybe after this, we could both say our finale.
Yeah.
But I just want to say real quick, this is a quick one. It's not that big.
I have a quick one after. So you do your quick one, and I'll do a quick one that I just thought of
during
this.
And then we'll
end
it.
And then we'll end it.
Okay. Quick one, it's back here. It's Universal.
Okay.
Not the sneeze. It's gone. I'm about to sneeze again.
I'm getting downwind. Upwind.
Talk about something cool. Okay, you're done. Thank you.
You didn't even get a chance. I was about to say the coolest thing ever.
Oh, what? No. We'll never
know. You'll never know. I'll save for next week.
Or
next week.
We'll do one in 7 days. Okay, it's here. I enjoy, you know, Universal here, it's a working back lot. So I love that you get to go on a tram and look all around. Real in-use set. I love that. The park itself isn't real expansive like it is in like Florida.
No.
Or whatever. Florida, there's more lands. Oh, this land and that land.
Yeah.
And this area is like San Francisco and this whatever.
Yeah.
Here, it's kind of more of everything's mixed into a big pot a little bit. Other than like Simpsons Land.
Yeah.
I don't get why we have like Paris streets here.
Yeah, there's, I don't like, get that either.
It's a Paris, Moulin Rouge. I'm like, there's nothing here to really. I don't get the point. It's not immersive enough to be cool, and it's not based on anything.
Yeah, and it's just a street, and sometimes Dracula's there.
Yeah, I like him. Keep him.
Dracula's cool, and the restaurant. It's a restaurant only for the VIP tour, but that's right there.
Yeah,
but
so I'm saying that, and then what's next door to it? Minions Land.
Oh yeah,
and like I know kids like Minions, but I feel like you could do something cooler with that.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the bride if you, even if you want to. They have a ride.
Yeah.
But then there's like the whole like
that splash
there's
area.
There's a splash area and a park and a thing.
Yeah.
Bulldoze all that and the Paris streets. Put another Nintendo thing in there again.
Yeah.
Hyrule or Donkey Kong or Pokemon.
Yeah.
Or Metroid. I don't care.
Yeah.
What's a Wrecking Crew or what, what's another Gumshoe? Hogan's
Urban Championship.
Urban Championship, yeah. Whatever. Gyromite. Anything. That just area to me is useless.
Yep.
Now, again, if your kids like it, that's cool.
Yeah.
But we're talking my opinion. Flatten that thing. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my small one. What's your small one?
My small one, and I feel like it's a coaster.
Yeah.
It's in Disney California Adventure, back to Disney California Adventure. Okay. But it's a coaster that I think even coaster fans do not like, do not ride.
Interesting.
But it's Goofy Sky School.
Yeah.
It's,
that's off the shelf.
It's a cookie cutter off the shelf Crazy Mouse coaster that I don't think anybody really enjoys. The coaster fans don't like it. And the other, like, it's too much for little kids sometimes. And it's like, why? Just build something cool over there.
Yep. I agree.
I don't understand.
Again, the only compliment I'll give it is that one year when we did our Game Days event at Disneyland,
at
the hotel room they gave me faced Goofy Sky School.
Oh, so you got to watch people balcony, terrified.
The balcony had people coming towards me going, no. That was fun.
Yeah.
Other than that, bulldoze it, I agree.
You feel like you're going to fly off because there's no bank turns. You just go around like this, and it's just like you're getting thrown in the side of the car and stuff. It's not fun. So.
Okay, and all right, those are small ones. All right, we're at the finale.
Yeah, do you want to use first or do you want to do mine?
What do you think?
I'll do mine first if you want.
Okay, I don't think mine's that great. I think...
You're going to agree with mine. I already know that.
Mine's not that impressive, and people, I think, will just be... you're going to get definitely commenters going, you're wrong. You're being a dick, but okay.
Yeah. Okay, mine, Pirates of the Caribbean. No. Mine is in Universal Studios, Florida.
Oh.
And it is a ride that I've been on twice. Never need to go on it again because I hate it.
Don't say E.T.
It is not. I've been on that 1,000 times.
Yeah, same here. They better never bulldoze it.
Never bulldoze that. That is a permanent staple. I will not go to your park ever again if you bulldoze that
ride. Yeah, that would be it for me.
Yeah, donezo. It is Jimmy Fallon's Race Through New York.
Oh my God. Okay.
It is a weird line system where I feel like you're in 10 rooms before you even get to the thing.
It feels like what the afterlife will be like if you're a bad person.
You go to this like waiting room area and you're like, you're given a color.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, orange group, come on over. And you're just walking around looking at like a museum kind of, which isn't the like lamest thing. It's a museum.
I do like the museum of Old Tonight Show stuff.
Old Tonight Show stuff. I like that. That's cool.
Not worth it in a theme park, though.
But once your group is called, good luck. Because it is just, okay, now you're in this waiting room. No, now you're putting on a dot in this waiting room.
Yeah.
And you're in like 3 or 4 rooms before you even get onto the ride. And it takes forever.
Yeah.
Not worth the ride is not worth that whatsoever.
And you're watching clips of the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
If you got the whole thing.
Which is hell itself.
Yeah. And so I'd say just bulldoze that whole thing.
Yeah.
It used to be Twister. I'm bummed Twister's gone. I miss the day of Universal doing the shows where you just stand and watch.
Yeah.
Like Backdraft.
Yeah.
And Twister and all that kind of stuff where you just see the special effects show in front of you that has nobody in it. It's just fire and wind and rain and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's all gone. And now they took out Twister for, was it Twister into Jimmy Fallon? I can't remember.
I thought so. I thought it was.
It might have been, which I meant it just missed it then. But
I think it was.
Yeah, I don't think that is worth going on at all whatsoever.
Yeah, I fully agree.
It's just a slapdash 3D simulator.
It's not even fun, ironically.
No,
it's not. A waste of time.
Yep.
And I'll take it a step further. It's right next to, it was a coaster called Rip Ride Rocket.
Yes.
And they just closed that.
They just closed it, and they're tearing it down.
Tearing it down. Go the extra mile. To me, bulldoze Jimmy Fallon and that coaster.
Yeah.
And you have room for a whole land.
There's so much space over there. I hope they don't just build another coaster.
Yeah.
I want to expand that area.
Well, it is interesting because they're ripping the track down.
Yes.
So if it's a coaster, it's not using that track.
No.
But there's been a lot of rumors there's been a lot of rumors of a Ghostbusters thing there.
Oh,
now
is it a Ghostbusters coaster?
That was the Ghostbusters. there was a rumor it was.
Yeah.
Bro, if it was a Ghostbusters dark ride, imagine if you could like I don't normally like shooter rides, but if you could have the proton thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That'd be so cool.
Fantasy. That'd be a fantasy, you know,
brought
to life. I can't disagree. I agree completely.
Yeah.
Bulldoze it. So that might be up there. Maybe that's my top one. I don't know. Yeah, again, we're not really ranking them.
No. That was just the one that made me angry that I'm like, oh, just get rid of this ride.
Yeah.
I do not need this ride at this park at all.
Yeah. Well, I guess this would be my top one. And I guess
I have no idea what it'll be.
I guess I'm ranking it just based on theme park popularity to how much I hate it.
Okay.
In which case, the ratio might be the biggest.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these things we mentioned, I'm sure the general public would be like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Get rid of it. This one, normies would kick up a fit. Sorry. I'm going to get some hate. I'm going to get a little bit, you know, leave a comment if you hate me. Leave a comment if you love me. Leave a comment if you hate me. Leave two comments if you're indecisive. Like, you might be cool, .. and leave another comment. But you might be bad.
Oh, the Lady Sovereign.
Love me, hate me, that... It's still an obsession. Love me, hate me, that is the question. Anyway, it's at Epcot.
What is it? It's at Epcot?
It's at Epcot. I think something...
That's the best part.
I think I love Epcot. That is my, I would say, second favorite theme park. OG Disneyland.
Yeah.
Still the GOAT.
Okay.
My second is Epcot.
Yeah. Oh, I think mine
and
too.
And you know what? People talk. They talk smack, dude. But I think Magic Kingdom would be my number three. I love Magic Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom's awesome.
It's got all the campy stuff and the history and stuff that I love. I know people say, oh, it's a worse Disneyland. Yeah, you're right. But I still love it.
Yeah, there's still stuff there that we don't have that I thoroughly enjoy.
And then I'm going to say probably Disney Sea. Right there. Maybe technically that's better than Magic Kingdom, whatever, but just like what I like about stuff.
Yeah.
Campy old stuff, great history, great, I don't know. Magic Kingdom is magic to me, so I like it. Although the river thing, we'll see.
Yeah.
Once that's done, that may change my answer. Anyway, but it's in Epcot. I think they've never built anything more the antithesis of a park and it's what it stands for, then stupid ass,
lame.
Dumb ass, lame ass, stupid piece of shit Guardians of the Galaxy around the world. Or what is it called? Guardians of the Galaxy Twist Through Time. Or
I have no idea. Ours is Mission Breakout, the Terra thing. One?
What is it called?
I don't.
Guardians of the Galaxy Galactic Surfers.
I cannot remember.
Go.
Yeah.
I hate it and I can't even think of it. Guardians of the Galaxy.
I've been on that like three times.
Yeah.
People get off of that going like, that was one of the greatest rides ever. It's like, it's a coaster.
Yeah.
There's nothing special about it. It's a coaster that you can kind of turn sideways and that. It's like points you kind of to where it's like there's nothing that I'm like mind blown. That is the craziest thing I've ever seen in that ride. It's not worth what it overtook and took out.
I agree. And I'm not saying Ellen's Energy Adventure was like, it should never touch this.
Yeah.
I knew its day was coming.
Yes.
Universe of Energy. I loved because it was so bizarre. It was like, why does this exist?
Yep.
For that factor, I loved it. And personally, I wish it always stayed.
Yeah.
But I get that it couldn't.
Yeah.
Because really, it kind of was a stupid idea. It's like the world's biggest moving theater where they talk to you about oil and gas.
Yeah.
This ain't long in this world.
No.
But it was so bizarre, I loved it.
Yeah.
But I understand. I know the score.
Mm.
But Guardians of the dumbass piece of fucking shit galaxy. Wait, Guardians of the Galaxy Epcot. What is the name of it? It is Cosmic Rewind.
Cosmic Rewind.
I couldn't think of it. Couldn't think of it. They announced that and it was like, dude, they're doing Marvel in Epcot.
Yeah.
Like that, isn't that against? And James Gunn. Hey, I like James Gunn. Good dude.
Yeah.
But he's like, I know their plans for this, and it's actually what Walt would have wanted. Dude, I'm sorry. You were wrong.
Yeah.
And they tried to make it fit. Like, oh, actually, Peter Quill wanted... he went to Epcot as a kid, and he loved it. And so I'm kind of thinking like, oh, maybe they'll tie it into the history of Epcot, and they'll make it work. But then you go in the queue, and you got stupid ass... sorry, I spit on you.
It's okay.
Dipshit, dumb fuck, moron, no brain... Chris Pratt pretending he knows what these Epcot. Oh, I can't. Hey, I'm back on Earth and I can't wait to ride Horizons or the veggie fruit or the energy dinosaurs. He's he like, doesn't know or care.
He's never heard of this in his life, and he's just reading a line.
And he doesn't make it. He doesn't sell it at all. And it's like, yeah, you reference all the better things that used to be here. Okay.
Yeah. And they built. They don't even like. It sucks because the Ellen's Energy Adventure building is essentially the queue and load area of this ride.
That's it.
And then they just built another building next to it for the actual.
And that's
coaster.
Ugly.
It's
and,
ugly.
And
as
like
hell.
They didn't conceal it.
Yeah.
So you know, even back in the day when they would build Epcot attractions, they would have them like Horizons. Yeah. They didn't hide the show building.
No.
The building was the attraction.
Yes.
The building. It looked like a spaceship landed.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they don't even do that now. It's like, oh, here's the energy building, and then here's a giant blue box.
Yeah, next to it.
It's like, what the hell is that? It doesn't blend in.
No.
You know, they could have themed a giant building, but they didn't probably want to spend the money.
Mm.
And then, you know, the pre-show, then the pre-show happens. Pre-show's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And there's a neat effect.
There's a neat effect.
And then what happens when you go? Tons of guests are just waiting for the door to open. They're not even looking at the pre-show.
Yeah, they're like...
They're waiting for the door to open so they can get on. And it's just like, this is the worst of humanity right here. It's like, you're not even patient enough to watch a cool Imagineering effect.
Yeah.
There's a couple that are neat.
I need to go fast. I need to go on the ride.
I gotta go fast. Go boom. I gotta go vroom vroom, go fast. I'm gonna drink around the world and I wanna go on vroom vroom, go fast.
I need like...
This sucks.
As somebody who... I enjoy coasters, but I need a lot...
Yeah, and I'm not saying you shouldn't, or you know, whatever.
But I need good theming, and I feel like the theming of this isn't that good.
They could have added all these animatronics.
Yeah.
And I've heard a lot of behind the scenes stories why they bailed on that. Like they, like, oh yeah, they I forget what exactly, but there were reasons they went, okay, like this was gonna have Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah.
Because we have that in Mission Breakout.
Yeah.
It's a
He comes out and he talks and everything. It's
and
really
every
cool.
Every time they build something cool like that, they usually build two.
Yeah.
They didn't do that for Florida.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if it's a pandemic or what.
Yeah, I don't know.
But they were supposed to build that, an animatronic Groot, all kinds of stuff, and none of it ever happened.
Yep.
And maybe that would have made it cooler, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
But to me, it's a failure at every level to bring it into the park that it was designed for.
It
just doesn't fit at all. And what makes me sad is that Magic Kingdom got Tron in Tomorrowland, which is a great fit.
Yeah.
Tron is like, you know, tomorrow. It's Tomorrowland. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's computers. It's whatever. But I think it would have fit Epcot better.
Mm.
Future World and Epcot and about the possibilities of what, like, technology can do.
Yeah.
I think Tron fits better. It was made the same year as Epcot.
Yeah.
It was kind of, to me, born to be in Epcot.
Yep.
And they gave it to Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
And we got stupid ass. Lame. No, but we got, Guardians. I just don't think, I think it's such a blow to the park.
That park,
just,
yes.
Yeah, anyway. So sorry,
I agree.
Leave a comment. You agree? I'm, you know, we're getting those rage clicks. So, let me know if you agree or disagree.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, of course, tied into everything we're talking about, of course, leave a comment what you think should be bulldozed.
Yes.
Because I'm curious if
any
we
park.
Left anything out.
Yeah.
Any park,
I'm
any
sure
place.
There's one I've forgotten that I'll remember later. That one would,
you know,
be perfect.
People might have a perspective like, yeah, I live near Dollywood. This
yeah.
whole area is unused. Bulldoze that. Mm-hmm. You know, that might be a good one, too.
Yeah.
If there's anything we left out, let us know.
Yeah.
And anything you disagree with, let us know. But I'm most curious to know what other people think should be bulldozed.
Yes, I agree.
You know, maybe there might be people like, oh, you ruined Adventureland. Bulldoze the whole thing. You
yeah.
know, I don't agree with that, but
yeah.
I'm curious if you do.
Yep.
So, anyway. I think that's pretty much it.
I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah. You got any more on your watch?
No, that's it.
Shopping
I covered all the things. No, I got to get eggs and cheese later, but that's about it.
Oh.
No.
Eggs and Milk, Fun with Milk and Cheese. Wasn't that a comic by
I think so, yeah.
Evan Dorkman or something? Evan Dorkman?
You're making this name up.
No, that's real.
Evan Dorkman.
Johnny's around here somewhere.
Yeah, he's walking around.
He knows that comic.
We'll ask him.
It's the guy who made Welcome to Eltingville, which is an Adult Swim pilot.
Oh, okay.
And I think it's Evan Dorkin, but you tell me.
It wasn't Harg Nolan's Scopio.
Are you talking about Brad Nolan? Brad Neely's
Harg Nolan
Sklopio Pipio?
I don't think I can ever say it correctly the first time. You say it. Whenever I say it, you go, oh, you mean this?
Who is the warrior helper in Power Rangers Zeo?
Oh, in Power Rangers Zeo?
Yep.
Arek the Conqueror.
I'm glad you said it before I started offering money. It was going to go up fast, but you already said it.
But now we can't. Table. We can't. They sold it at the thing. There's a running joke of there was this figure, and he would just point out, like, oh, name this dude, I'll give you 50 bucks or something like that.
Every time we've gone to Frank and Son, the collectible show here in California, they have it, armored dude from Power Rangers.
Yeah, and I'm like, I have no idea.
And he never remembers the name. Every time we go, all right, $100, what's his name? I don't know. And then the next time we go, all right, $500, what's his name?
And then I finally memorized it, and we went back, it was gone. They sold it. So I was like, eh.
It was Arek the Conqueror.
Arek the Conqueror.
Anyway, everybody, all right, let us know what you think. And then, let us know what you want to see in a future episode, too, because
I like this one. This was fun.
Yeah, this was fun. And we probably had it at the top of the show. Don't forget.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It looks, I think, pretty sure.
Yeah.
You could go to shop.mega64.com and pick up the official Creepio Crypt shirt.
Yes.
After much demand, I mean, we were kind of doing it as a one-time thing.
Yeah, we didn't know.
But we reprinted it, and we printed a few extra to bring to the summer cons.
Yeah.
Not only did people demand it online, but all the extras that we brought to the summer cons
sold out.
Sold out.
Awesome shirt.
So we printed it one more time. Yeah. Shop.mega64.com. Pick up the official Creepy Old Crypt shirt. And thanks for making that such a success. That was really pretty awesome.
And thank you. Who did it? Single Rider?
Single Rider.
That's it.
Yep. Follow them on Instagram, Single Rider, and they make the best shirts.
Yes. So good.
They're on the level with us. I'm not going to say better. That's bad advertising. That's bad look for us.
Yeah, yeah.
Might be better, but I'm not going to admit it. Anyway, all right. Yeah, pick that up. Shop.mega64.com. And like I said, let us know in the comments what you want the next episode to be about. Hopefully we can come back a lot sooner. We were quite taken by that Epic Universe special.
Yeah.
But hopefully back in the groove.
Yeah.
And a lot of fun to come. So let us know.
Definitely.
And like I said, got to do Club 33. I'm trying to think if there's anything I didn't
already talk about elsewhere.
I talked extensively elsewhere. It's cool. Ate a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
My dad's a picky eater, so he didn't eat half of it. I did. So I got like double meal. I think that's about it.
Yeah.
We had the same waiter in there.
As we did.
That I've had every time. Yeah. It's one dude. And he's been there. And there was another dude that I recognized, and I was like, I've seen you here before, right? And I thought I saw him at Blue Bayou when I ate there once.
Yeah.
I was like, didn't you serve Blue Bayou once? And he's like, well, I worked there in 89. And I was like, well, it wasn't back then. No. Oh, my God. And he's like, and then I went to Club 33. But every now and then when they need more people, I'll work at Blue Bayou.
Yeah.
So you were there on a rare day. Yeah. I was like, yeah. But I'm like, damn. He went to Club 33 after 89 and he's still there. People, when they work there,
they
don't leave.
Yeah.
Because I've heard...
I'm sure they're set.
I've heard that the tips they get at Club 33... Because you got, like, Brad Pitt eating there.
Yeah.
You got, like, Jeff Bezos eating
there.
Yeah, they might be leaving you a fat tip. They're not going to be leaving you a fiver.
Yeah. How much? 5%? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they're going to be going... They're going to give it 500% tip. So, anyway... So that's going to be a future episode. We're going to try to get hired at Club 33.
I can hold a thing with cups on it.
I can't.
Okay. Oh, shit. Oh, I'm hired.
All right. End this up.